KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Bill Verbackel joins us from Impact Nations. He's the director of programs there. Bill, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks for having me, Steve. Glad to be here.
Now, for those not familiar, we've had Tim Stewart on the broadcast in times past last year to talk about various things happening at Impact Nations. And actually off the year, Bill, you and I were talking about a recent 2025 fundraiser for the ministry that happened right here in Albuquerque at Grew A. Just a fantastic event and a great opportunity for people to come face to face with those like yourself, who are a big part of what's happening in the ministry, and to prayerfully consider their support of this nonprofit ministry. Bill, let me throw it back to you for those who maybe this is the first time they're hearing about Impact Nations. ImpactNations.com, by the way, you may want to follow along with us. But for those not familiar, Bill.
Yeah, Impact Nations is an international ministry founded just over 20 years ago now. And we really work to empower communities and see lives transformed. And we do that economically, educationally, socially, and spiritually. And primarily that happens through three really big ministry opportunities: through our Journeys of Compassion, our Skills in Business, and our relief efforts. And the folks that track with us, they would know and be familiar with the language of family. We believe Impact Nations, from our donors to our partners overseas that we work with to get the work done, we see them as family. And the heart of our ministry is very clear. Our founder, Steve Stewart, he always says, our mission goes beyond charity. It's really about restoring dignity, empowering those communities, and seeing lives transformed through love and action. So that's the simplest form that I can put it in a few moments. And we really try to touch on all those practical and supernatural elements that love and action represents.
Yeah, well, I will tell you, at that fundraising event, I was privileged to hear from Steve Stewart. That's Tim's dad. I had become acquainted with Tim, but to hear his story, his dad's story, is something I would encourage the listeners to track down and hear more about. But if you're at the website at ImpactNations.com, we wanted to spend some time today to talk about Journeys of Impact, which on the website, under the Our Work tab, you'll find that. And for those unfamiliar, Bill, with Journeys of Impact, Journeys of Compassion, maybe talk about some of the work that's been done in the past on these trips, and then we'll talk about a new area opening up.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, just as recently as July of 2025, we were in Malawi, Africa. And, just thinking back to that trip, the thing that really stands out to me is just the way that when we talk about journeys, when people come and experience journeys, and for those who don't know, a journey is simply a short-term mission trip. But Impact Nations does it a little different. And because we combine those spiritual elements with the practical hands-on elements, and we do it all together, really, we call it the go of the gospel. It's coming out to play on the front lines of ministry, and not to bring God with you, not to bring Jesus to the people you're serving, but to be included in what he's already doing. And we encourage people to say, look, because we're not bringing Jesus with us, he's already there. We get to kind of go where he's moving. We get to join in what he's doing and experience that, quote, front row seat, you know, as we participate, not just watch. We're participating in the gospel. We are conducting medical clinics. We're doing water filter distributions to meet immediate practical needs of the people that we're serving. And we do that across the globe, really. It's in Africa, it's in Asia, it's in South America. These trips are lined up with partners that we already have, that we trust, that we have relationship with, and that are already doing great work on the ground. And we come alongside them to give them an even greater boost. But even more than just the obvious impacts of going in and providing great service and care for people, loving them well, we're giving people an opportunity to actually come and for themselves experience things they might not have yet experienced, such as, you know, sharing the gospel with someone who's never heard it before. That's going to be really big on a trip we're going to talk about soon. Sharing the gospel in ways that maybe are a little uncomfortable for us if we haven't done it before, but becoming equipped to do that well, doing it with others who believe like us, and just living and kind of thriving. One of the ways I describe it is it's 2 weeks where you get to put yourself aside, your normal routines, your normal comforts, your normal life, and just go practice loving people well. And that comes across in all of the elements of the trip, from the other team members and volunteers to our partners and to those that we're serving on the ground. And we speak of it because it's really important that, yeah, we're there to serve. But people that come on these trips are changed from the inside themselves. God is working in you and through you while you're on these trips. I've been doing this for, oh my goodness, I think since 2014 is when I took my first journey of compassion with Steve and Christina Stewart, our founders. And since then, had a lot of opportunities with Tim and to be on these trips. But I've always found that I'm changed. Even now when I go, God is working on me as well. And you develop this, one of our ministry leaders, she calls it the holy dissatisfaction with the status quo. You come home changed is what she's saying. Like you're not okay with just sitting on the sidelines. You want to see change in your community too. And this equips you for that. And so that's one of the really things I love a lot about Journeys of Compassion.
Yeah, and I would say that for those who've maybe never taken a short-term mission trip, I mean, there's plenty of places you can go on short-term missions and, you know, stay in a five-star hotel and what have you. But I would encourage people to go to the website impactnations.com, and then under the Our Work tab, click on Journeys of Compassion. When that comes up, the banner at the top of the page, there's a little link past journeys. And actually each of these journeys have a great YouTube video, to, you know, somewhat experience some of what you talked about, Bill, but it includes trips to Uganda, the Philippines, Mexico, Nepal. You mentioned, Malawi, Colombia, and now, I'm looking forward to hearing, post, Pakistan. Tell us what's going on.
Oh my goodness. I am so excited about Pakistan. It's a bit of a mystic place, right? People have preconceived understandings, what we hear in the news. We've got our own upbringings and things that filter how we experience certain places in the world. And Pakistan is always kind of one of those, like, wow, I wonder, but I'm also a bit nervous, right? And so yeah. For us, it's definitely a new frontier. We haven't been there on a journey before. We have been working with a partner there for a number of years. And we're excited because not only is Pakistan beautiful, we'll be starting in the area of Islamabad. I can't talk too much about some of the other areas for the protection of our partner, but really it's a breathtaking place. It has rich traditions, extreme hospitality. People in Pakistan are just so kind and loving. And at the same time, they're facing really deep struggles, you know, limited health care, unsafe water, lack of education in entire communities. And so we, on this trip, we get to come alongside the people that are living both in and around Islamabad and then in some more rural, remote areas where, frankly, people have not heard the name of Jesus. And that's one of the most exciting things for us, is being able to bring this love of Christ to people that have not even heard about who he is. And so that's unique. That's not the case in all the nations we visit. Lots of them have a Christian understanding, whereas it's less so here in Pakistan, especially some of the places we'll be visiting. And so we're going to be doing that through door-to-door ministry, where we'll be doing mobile medical clinics, we'll be doing clean water initiatives to make sure that we're meeting those immediate needs. And we will be praying for people. We don't force prayer on people, but we offer prayer because we know there's power in prayer, and we want to give people the opportunity to experience Jesus in really meaningful ways. And then they get to pick up with the local leaders in those areas that are connected to our partner, and continue developing those relationships with Christ and expanding their understanding and living it out. And so our expectation there is that every day people are going to have opportunities to minister God's love. We're going to be prayer walking in the streets. We're going to be in people's homes, meeting with them, understanding them, what their struggles are, and praying for them in those moments. And really, we're going to be seeing the kingdom of God advance in really, really tangible ways.
Yeah, and I'm glad, you know, you kind of painted the picture of what people might expect as much as you can. I mean, Pakistan being right next to India, I mean, I've never been, but I have spoken with others who have, and the truth is, as Americans or Canadians, people in the Western Hemisphere, you land in India, or I'm going to guess Pakistan as well. You get off the plane and just about every sense you have is assaulted. It's just a very different culture, but God can prepare you and us for opportunities like this. And Bill, correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, you mentioned a lot of people in Pakistan are unfamiliar with the concept of Christianity. However, in the Middle East, more to the west of Pakistan, we are hearing stories of in Iran, Iraq, India, of men dreaming dreams, you know, as the Bible mentions, and Jesus is working on the hearts, the Spirit is working on the hearts of those in Pakistan already, and what a great opportunity this is. Now, as far as the opportunity, I want to come back to that, but have you heard these stories as well?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's something that talking to our partner in Pakistan, it seems to be the trend. And I couldn't point you to a specific statistic, but there seems to be a lot of people in the Muslim faith who are having these real vivid dreams of Jesus. And it's incredible to me, not because I don't think it's possible. Of course it is. It's Jesus. But just that he's touching people that we might overlook, and in ways that maybe we haven't even experienced him. And I think it just speaks to the overarching fact that God really is in control, and he invites us into these opportunities to work with people that he's already speaking to. And I just so love how we can come alongside that and not pretend like we've got it all figured out, but that even as ordinary people, the laymans of the world like me, I can step into these opportunities and just ask God, Lord, what do you have for me today? How can I participate in what you're doing?
Yeah. Now I want to speak to those who were hearing, but maybe not listening. You listener are invited on one of these journeys of compassion, and the Pakistan trip and trips, I hope, will be happening. And there's other trips that Impact Nations does from time to time. What I'd like you to do is speak. You have already, but now hopefully we've got their attention. I'll speak to that person who you don't have to be retired, but that comes to mind for me. Someone who's retired and, all right, let's go on that cruise. Okay, well, maybe you can, but prayerfully consider using your resources to do a trip, a life-changing trip, like these trips with Impact Nations. And really, the nuts and bolts now, Bill, for those hearing about journeys of compassion are like, you know, maybe God's calling me to do this. And I'm assuming it's individuals that are invited, groups. What are the steps to take to be part of one of these trips?
Yeah, great question. And I love that you're thinking about who, what else would they be doing with their time and resources? And it's because obviously it's not wrong to go on a cruise. Bless you if you can do that. And that's a, you know, but it's a very different trip. And so if we're truly listening to God and we feel He's calling us into something new, the ways to engage primarily and first off would be to visit the website, as Steve, you've mentioned under Our Work and Journey to Compassion. Have a look at what's going on there. But a little bit further down the page, you can see the current Journey of Compassion offerings. And of course, Pakistan is on there. We're headed to Pakistan this March 20th to April 1st. There's still time to register. The registration doesn't close till February 6th, and we support you along the way. You can click a button to learn more about the trip. You, of course, can always reach out to me at journeys@impactnations.com by email. But have a look at the different things that are going on. We're headed to Uganda in the summer. We're headed to Zimbabwe this fall. And soon enough, you'll start to see trips for 2027 filter into the list too as we get those sorted. But the reality is we're always planning for where we're headed next, and we're always excited to welcome people in, especially those that have felt a particular calling to go, where they're being obedient to, yeah, I think I'm someone who God's calling into global missions, into going beyond my own town, because that's important, my own country, and actually expanding out into the world and serving the most vulnerable in those contexts. Some people will not necessarily get that call, but for those of you who are feeling, I wonder if that's me, just ask the Lord and He's going to give you the direction you need. And if you're willing to listen, I'm happy to have a conversation with you. But first, jump on the website and check out what we're all about so that you can take that next step with confidence.
Yeah, and you know, we've mentioned it several times. I'm gonna mention it again because and I've told Tim when we've had Tim on, the website is so well crafted for people to navigate. Impactnations.com under Our Work, click on Journeys of Compassion, and the past journeys I mentioned at the top on that banner. But as you scroll down, it talks about some of the work. And as you mentioned, Bill, it shows the journey to Pakistan, the journey to Uganda coming up in July, and then in the fall, a journey to Zimbabwe. But as you can continue to scroll down, you'll find other information, including you know, ways to affordably make this happen with your family, or by referring a friend, or church discounts. There's testimonies from the field, which I love that the people who've chosen to go on the journeys are able to share. And then you can see the work in action towards the bottom of the page. And Bill, as you mentioned, if people have questions about it, at the bottom of the page, there's Bill. You'll see his picture. You can contact Bill by clicking on a button there, and ask those questions. You know, before you make a decision like, I'm not equipped, I can't, be leery of that. Is potentially an enemy keeping you from deciding to do the work that God has prepared you for, and can equip you for, if there's some equipping that's needed. And Bill, do you want to, as we put a bow in our conversation, talk a little bit about before headed out to the field, the type of training?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the biggest concerns for people is, well, I'm not a medical person. What am I going to do? I don't know anything about clean water. How am I going to help? The reality is, you don't need to self-disqualify. There is a role for everyone, every walk of life, every ability. And so what we encourage people to understand is if God is calling you, He's going to equip you. Some of the ways that we equip people is simply by walking with them as they not only make the decisions. So if they have questions, we're here from the start to help them discern, is this from God? Like, we're happy to talk about it if you're feeling that way. Next, though, once you've decided, yeah, I'm really thinking I should go, but how can I become equipped? Well, there's a really good resource. Of course, our podcast exists on the website as well. You find it under resources and podcasts. And even recently, we had a two-part mini series specifically on Journeys of Compassion. But there's a lot of content and teaching where Tim and Steve get together and they're having conversational basically training sessions, exploring the Bible, exploring different topics. And then further to that, even directly as it relates to the Journey of Compassion, we have internal training we do with team members prior to going on the trip. So we go over some very specific content that's going to help equip you to feel confident in ministering to others. And we also pair people with people that have already been on trips. So we try to make sure people are feeling confident in their prayer, confident in the understanding of the kingdom of God, and putting all of that together so that before they even go, they've got a really strong base and a really strong foundation. And when we get there, we do some more orientation training on the things about the space, the culture that you're in. For Pakistan, for example, we have our partner doing some orientation for our team after the deadline for registration on February 6th. We'll be doing orientation around how do you speak to Muslims? How do you talk about Jesus with Muslims in a respectful yet powerful way? What does that look like? So he's going to actually provide context for us in that. And so all along the journey, you're going to have opportunities to be learning and growing and leaning into the Holy Spirit to be able to just trust that God is going to work in and through you, and you do not have to have it all figured out. Frankly, we prefer when people don't, because they're easier to work with.
There you go. Well, listen, and it could be that God doesn't have, you know, have it in your life's plan to actually take one of these trips. However, you may want to support the work that's happening through Impact Nations. You can do that on the homepage at impactnations.com. You'll find the Donate Now button. And with that, listen, we've been visiting with Director of Programs Bill Verbackel with Impact Nations, Impact Nations. .com on the web. And Bill, so much appreciate the work that you and the team are doing, and appreciate your time here today.
Yeah, thanks so much, Steve. It's been great spending some time with you, and thanks all for all the work that you're doing.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.